If you think about it, the Statue of Liberty was large metal pieces that combined to form one giant figure, just like Voltron. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that proudly welcomes all the world's great stories to the harbor of podcasting, so to speak. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, October 28th. Today in 1886, the U.S. dedicated the Statue of Liberty in New York. Today, she's the most popular giant green lady this side of She-Hulk, but it was hard times for the statue before she took her place on Liberty Island. Thankfully, a 19th century version of crowdfunding got Lady Liberty in place. The statue was actually intended to come to the U.S. much earlier than it did. A French abolitionist had dreamed it up two decades earlier, around the end of the American Civil War. But, of course, big statues take time to build and to fund. Plus, France was going through some political turmoil at this time, too. Eventually, the country agreed to finance the actual statue as long as the U.S. paid for the pedestal that would hold her in place. But that hadn't happened by the time the statue arrived in June of 1885. Despite numerous public events, performances, and auctions to raise money for the pedestal fund, the American Committee for the Statue of Liberty ran out of money. So, the publisher of the New York World newspaper, Joseph Pulitzer, encouraged his readers to give what they could to pay for the work. The statue, he wrote, was a gift for everyone, so everyone should help put it in place. Also, he offered a thank you gift. Anyone who gave would get their name in the newspaper. That raised over $100,000, much of it in small donations, and you can see what's next the next time you're in New York City. You can learn more about the crowdfunding campaign that got the Statue of Liberty in place at CoolWeirdAwesome.com and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. And coming up, we've got a story from the country where the Statue of Liberty began. That's right after this.
Would you like more Cool, Weird, Awesome? Like bonuses, extras, and insider info? Then join us as a backer on Patreon. We're offering backers extra episodes, sneak previews, and the chance to add their own messages to the show. To find out more, visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
Just this week, we passed 25,000 listens on our podcast. Now, of course, that's over more than 600 episodes, but still, it's great to know that people listen to our show. Thank you, and stick around, because we've got lots more in the months and years to come. The Statue of Liberty was made in France and sent to the U.S. to commemorate the American Revolution. In Paris, there's a replica of the statue on an island in the middle of the River Seine. That was a gift in 1889 from Americans living in Paris to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution. I'm Brady. I guess that makes everything full circle. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.